Romans chapter number 5, if you will stand for reverence to the Word of God. I told my wife on the way to church this morning I felt like I'd be teaching Sunday school today. But it's important. You remember the Bible does say endure sound doctrine. So you may have to endure this morning, but it is doctrine. And it's needful, and it's something that we need in these days. And I just feel impressed to preach upon this or teach upon it or whatever the case may be this morning. Romans chapter number 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, as we pray this morning, as we come to you, we ask you, Lord, this morning, we should say, Lord, thank you for being our Father. Thank you, Lord, for being my daddy, Father. Oh, being close, Lord, I thank you tonight for the relationship that we have. Thank you for going with me and being with me and helping me, being my helper, Lord, being my supplier, being my protector. Oh, God, thank you for the blessings that you poured out upon us, even this day, dear God. Lord, I thank you this morning for the privilege to be in your house, dear Lord. Thank you for the good testimonies that we got to hear this morning. The offering we took up for Sister Claire. Lord, thank you for all these things. And I bless your name this morning. I pray this. I'm thinking this morning of Sister Roxy back home, would like to be here but not able to be here. Help her this morning. I'm thinking of Sister Jean Morgan up here in the Oaks, Lord, would love to be here this morning, not able to be here this morning. Touch her and help her. Thinking about Charles Ray, Lord, I pray you'd touch his back and help there that he could get back in church. I think about Sister Debbie that's not able to be here, Lord, since she's up about all night. Lord, touch and help her to be able to return to the house of God. Oh, Lord, touch these folk. Brother Dan over yonder at the lodge, to God, would you touch and help that knee to heal, that he could come back and be here in the house of God as well. Oh, Lord, I pray this morning, meet the needs. Lord, Sister Jean's mother laying up there in the hospital, touch and help her. Help that family. Lord, deal in the hearts of those that are lost. Lord, with Holy Ghost conviction, and put hooks of love in them and draw them to a place of repentance and faith. And I pray do so here this morning. Lord, those that will be lost here this morning, I pray Holy Ghost conviction on their soul. Lord, draw them to a place of repentance and faith. Thank you for, Lord, the good testimonies. Thank you for the good people here. We bless your holy name this morning. Now help us, O God, in this endeavor that's found upon your word. I pray, Lord, give us that liberty and that power and that anointing that we need from heaven's world. Use it for your glory. Use it for your honor. Help us retain it, Lord, and use it in our lives to pull in closer to you. But Lord, we do love you with all our heart. Lord, we love you with all our soul. We love you with all our mind. In Jesus' sweet, loving, holy name we pray. Thy precious holy will be done, Lord. Amen and amen. And you may be seated. I'm interested in a word in this passage of Scripture. It's the third word in the verse. It says, therefore being justified by faith. My friend, this morning, I want to preach, if God will be my help for a little while, or teach, or whatever this is going to be this morning, on justification. Justification. It's a doctrine that we need to understand a little more, to understand our Bibles a little more, and to understand our standing with God even more. Justification is the gracious act of God declaring righteous the sinner who believes and repents with Christ in salvation. Amen. It's that person who believes, not just believing, but repenting in salvation. Justification is being accounted righteous before God. The sinner, my friend, puts on righteousness of Jesus Christ, and God sees him perfect, or sees her perfect, in the righteousness of Christ. Henceforth, God sees the sinner righteous in the Savior, hidden in His wonderful person. You see, it ain't us. If it was us, when we get to heaven, we could say, look how good I was, God. Why, I gave so much money to the offering plate. I supported so many missionaries. I memorized so many verses. I lived so clean. I didn't say a cuss word. I didn't tell a lie. I didn't cheat. I didn't beg and steal. Hey, I dressed right. I lived right. I lived clean. If we got to heaven and it was on us, that's what we'd be doing. But it's all on Him. That's what justification's all about. It's the judicial act of God whereby those who put faith in Christ are declared righteous in His eyes and free from guilt and punishment. Amen. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for that justification, we'd still be under that wrath, Brother Brad. Amen. Thank God for that justification. Amen. Justification is an act. It's not just a process. No Christian is more justified than the other Christian. Now, according to the Word of God, we're all supposed to live clean. I believe that with all my heart. I believe we ought to live right. I believe we ought to dress right. I believe we ought to walk right. I believe we ought to talk right. I believe we ought to act right. I believe all that stuff. And I'm all for it, and I'll preach it. And amen when the preachers are preaching it. And try my best to practice it. Amen. But just because a person is not living clean like they should don't mean they ain't justified. It don't mean they ain't justified. They may not be separated, but my friend, that don't mean they ain't justified. See, justification is our standing with God. When God sees us, as the old song says, He sees the blood. And you see, we're justified by the blood, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But anyhow, I thank God for the justification. Me and my wife was talking about someone one time and they passed away. And I said, oh, I hope they were saved. I hope there was a chance years ago when they were in church and active in church that they really did get saved. Because they died early in life compared to the rest of their family. And didn't live that long of a life compared to the rest of the family, seemingly, as far as age goes. And I was telling her, I said, and I was thinking this message in my heart, and justification stands no matter what. It stands no matter what. You see, when we're born again, when instantly the believer is given a righteous standing before God, it's a gracious act of God, not something that we do. It's something that God does. So one of us, I want you to think right now for just a moment. Who is the person who lives the closest to God anybody you know? You don't have to answer that. But that person, and then think about someone who may be out of church today, but there was a time you watched them live for God, and maybe they are truly saved. Did you know that person that lives close to God ain't no more justified than that one who ain't even in church this morning, as far as justification goes? Now, that one who's living close to God's got better fellowship with God. They got sweet fellowship with the Lord where the other don't have. They got blessings that the other ain't got. They got rewards that the other ain't got. You see what I'm trying to say this morning? And I'm not making an excuse for sin. Please don't go out here and think I've liberaled up this morning. But I must needs to teach and preach on this doctrine of justification. No amount of self-effort, no amount of good works can bring a person justification. It's God that does that and does it equally for all. For every one of us. None of us is any more justified than the other that are saved by the grace of God. Justification is an unchanging doctrine. Once God has declared us righteous through Jesus Christ, the sin question is settled. I want to look for a moment and compare regeneration with justification. Regeneration is being born again. It's given a new life. Ye that were dead in sins and trespasses. See, we're given life. It's a new life. But justification gives a new standing before God. We're accepted in Christ. I thought about forgiveness and justification. If God forgives me and I sin again, I must ask for forgiveness again. You understand that? We must ask for forgiveness again. And But in justification, once He's justified us at salvation, we don't have to get re-justified again. It stands forever. Hallelujah. Thank God. I thought about the word pardon and justification. I want to compare them a moment. A pardoned criminal is still a criminal, and there's a record of their wrongdoing somewhere. But they're pardoned and freed of the penalty of that crime they've committed. But think about this. Justification removes all the guilt and removes all the record. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah this morning. I've done things that ain't a soul in here knows anything about but me and God that bothered me sometime. But thank God I get to thinking about the justification and my stand with God. And He don't remember it even though I do. And may I say others might remember what you've done. The devil will try to remind you of what you've done. Amen. Hey, and sometimes yourself will remind you what you've done. But hallelujah, we're justified. And I like that word. Because that word itself explains itself. Just if I'd never sinned. Think about that. Justified. Just if I'd never sinned. Thank God. Hallelujah this morning. Brother Brad, yeah, we was under that wrath. But thank God those things that you are doing, those things that I was doing, thank God. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name will not be held on us. Amen. Uncle J.B., those things you've done before salvation, and I have no idea what they were, thank God they've been cleared of all, you're cleared of all guilt. That's a simple definition of that word justified, cleared of all guilt. Thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah this morning, how good He is to us, that He clears us of guilt. Amen. God forgets our sins. And forgets that we're sinners, that we were sinners. I heard the other day, I've used for years, this sort of comical illustration, I guess, and I'll forget something, I said, or somebody will forget something, said, you know, I just don't remember. I'll look at them, I say, well, you know, there's two ways you can tell you get no. Number one is you lose your memory, and I can't remember what the other one is. And then I heard a fellow had a comeback the other day, he said, I done forgot how to forget. That's pretty good. I'm glad I got a God in heaven who knows how to forget. Amen. This morning, forget all my sins. Hallelujah. This morning, bless His holy name. You see, as I said, the devil may accuse us, others may accuse us, we may accuse ourselves, but God said, "There's no record of my child ever doing wrong, because we're justified. Justified. It's an act." Amen. Thank God. But then I not only the meaning of justification, I thought about the means of justification. It's all God. It ain't us. Poppy is writing that testimony. It's all Him. Amen. We didn't have a thing to do with it. Amen. We didn't have a thing. I know what people mean when they said so-and-so led me to the Lord. No, he didn't. Or no, she didn't. God led you to the Lord if you got to the Lord. The Holy Ghost done that. They may have prayed with you. They may have witnessed to you. But it had to be the Lord to do that. Amen. You see, He said in Romans 8:33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. It is God. You see, if we had hand in it, we'd do something wrong. Well, you know, no doubt there may be some of you in here tonight or today that got saved and somebody prayed with you or somebody witnessed you and they may have went away from God somewhere in life and died out of fellowship with God. They could be. Does that mean that you ain't saved? No. It's God that does the saving. It's God that does the justification. And if it was us or man, we'd probably lose it. But we can't lose it. Amen. Hallelujah this morning. Thank God. I'm glad I'm secure in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it's by Him. It's by His grace. Romans 3:24. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. Oh, I know this ain't a Christmas message, but it is a Christmas message. It's all about the one that we're supposed to be celebrating. Amen. That's Christ. Hallelujah this morning. Amen. You see, He justifies us by His grace, not by our merits. Freely. That means without any strings attached. I get tired of hearing these commercials. Get a free cell phone, or get a free this, or get a free that. Only problem is they're pulling that out of our pockets in the tax dollars. It ain't nothing free. Salvation's free. And it ain't cheap because it cost the Lord His life and His blood. You see, somebody has to pay the price. God, my friend, He don't close His eyes and forget about sin. He had to pay the price of sin on Calvary's cross. God's holiness demands sin be dealt with. In order to be justified, there has to be a Savior to believe in. Amen. In Romans 4:25, He said, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. You see, resurrection is the acknowledgement. It's the proclamation of justification this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God He was born. Thank God He was born of a virgin, perfect and all that. And all that's some groundwork for what He was going to do. But there ain't no salvation just in a manger. There ain't no salvation in a nativity scene. There ain't no salvation in celebrating Christmas. It's Him, it's Him, it's Him. It's all Him. Thank God. Matter of fact, I'll be honest with you, and if somebody would show me, I'll change my tune. And I'm not saying I know it all, and you don't, by no means, but as far as I know, I don't find where we're supposed to remember His birth anyhow. But He does talk about remembering His resurrection and all that. Amen. But I say this morning, sometimes we make big things out of little things when the little things is left little, amen, or the big things are left little. But you see, it's through that resurrection, by faith that God gives us. Romans 3:28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith and without the deeds, and that without the deeds of the law. We cannot be justified by the law. Cannot. Now, we've got to have law preaching. And we've got to have law. Amen. My friend, but that don't justify us. Amen. Romans 3:20 said, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's why this world is so crazy in sin today. That's why people who claim to be saved is living in sin. Nobody ain't preaching the law and showing them what sin is anymore. Why, in this world, drinking ain't sin no more in most religious circles and even Baptist churches. Shacking up ain't sin no more in most churches anymore. No. Being a homo or a lesbian ain't a sin anymore in most religious circles. I mean, it seems like there ain't nothing sin anymore because nobody won't preach on it. Nobody won't tell the truth about it. Amen. But I'm saying this morning, we've got to have the law. The law, my friend, the law has to be preached to show what sin is. Amen. Faith in Christ is not just faith. Amen. Faith is only as good as its object. It's got to be faith in Christ. It can't just be a faith. Somebody says, keep the faith. Oh, they got faith. What's the faith in? Is it in the church? Is it just in a Bible? Or is it in the living Word, Jesus Christ? You see what I'm saying? Faith in a lie is a false security, my friend, today. Faith in truth is saving faith, amen. Must be grounded in faith, in truth, amen. But not only do we see the meaning of its justification, not only do we see the means of justification, but we also see the marks of justification. I mean, if you're truly justified, it'll be revealed in your relationship with God and with others. It'll be revealed in your relationship with sin. It'll be revealed in your relationship with Satan. It'll be revealed in relationship with yourself and with others and with the Savior and with the Sovereign and with the Church and with the Word of God. It'll be revealed in your relationships. Justification has to do with our standing before God. Justification, my friend, declares us righteous. I mean, justification before God results in a changed life that's visible to other people. And it will be. It'll be a difference. It'll be a change. Some of you testified this morning about you thought, or somebody told you got saved. There wasn't no real change. But boy, when the Lord come in, there's a change. You see, I had a battle with that And I ran through a lot of doubt. I told you, I finally got it nailed down where I did get saved at, because I'd sit and wonder, well, which time did I get saved? How many times I've been to the altar? How many prayed? When did I get it? And I get to looking and taking inventory of my life, and I look back and I found where I changed. I said, right there is where I got saved. God done something for me and He changed me right there in that boy's locker room. Changed me. And it's been different ever since. Have I been perfect? Absolutely not. Neither of you neither. Matter of fact, I've done enough to go to hell ever since I got saved. But because of my justification stand, I won't feel the flames of hell. Hallelujah, because I'm justified. Can't lose it, couldn't lose it if I wanted to. Because He's justified me. I am no longer guilty of being born in sin. Amen. Thank God this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Oh yes. Our relationship. Thank God. Our relationship with God. We have peace with God. Because He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Before salvation, before justification, we were at war with God. The Bible said, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Amen. Thank God. We were enemies. We were enemies. And our flesh was enmity, which is carries with the thought of enemy as well. It was against God. Our flesh still is enmity. I didn't say you stole. I didn't say you stripped. I said your flesh is still enmity against God. Like I said, and I know I sound like a broken record when I say this, but ain't it amazing that that bed feels a mess on Sunday morning and you can think of more things you'd like to do on Sunday you know, than any other day of the week? You know why? Your flesh is enmity with God. My flesh is enmity with God. Sometimes I feel like doing as the old preacher done that time. Who got tired of hearing the excuses? Everybody go to grandma's. Everybody go fishing. Everybody go do this and that. Wouldn't go to church. And so one Sunday he just got his casual clothes on and just drove by the church. He knew they'd be outside and he just waved at them on the way down and just went on down the road and didn't show up at church. Well, they come back that night and everybody, preacher, what's wrong, sir? Something happened. You wasn't here. We seen you go by. What happened? He said, oh, I just thought I'd go visit mama this morning. Think that what y'all do? It's amazing to me the people who retired and ain't got no job, they wait the Sunday to go do all that when they got the rest of the week off. I'm talking about people, you know, and it don't excuse us if we work, but you know what I'm trying to say. You see the picture? He thought he'd teach them a lesson. And you say, well, that ain't right. Well, it ain't right for the people to do it neither. It's just as important that you're here as it is that I'm here. You say, well, oh, no, it ain't. Oh, yeah, it is too. Wouldn't I look silly up here preaching to a bunch of empty pews? You, the little fellas with the white jackets will come and tie my hands behind my back, carry me off. He's crazy. He'd probably do that anyhow if he came in here and heard me preaching. But I'm saying this morning, it's important. And I believe if we're justified, we'll want to be in His house, don't you? Thank God this morning. We cannot have peace with God until we first have His righteousness. Amen. Sinners have no righteousness of their own. We didn't have no righteousness of our own. I don't care how many verses. I don't care if you carried a King James Bible. I don't care if you never dressed in modestly. Hey, listen, I don't care if you give your tithes and gave all kind of money to the offering plate. If you didn't get saved, you have no righteousness within you. It's all His righteousness. Isaiah 32:17 said, "In the work of righteousness shall be peace." This peace comes from a clear conscience. It comes from a clean heart. I'm talking about this justification brings peace to us. And then not only that, it brings us an access to God. Look in verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. The lost person has no access to God except, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. The lost person don't have no access to God. But because we're saved, we have access. The justified by faith have access to the Lord Jesus Christ. We can come to the throne of grace. We can talk to the Heavenly Father and have fellowship with Him. Amen. Our standing before God, my friend, is one of grace, not of law.
As that poplar said, and I've used it a lot lately, God's riches at Christ's expense and across me. And I heard another the other day, God's resources available to Christians everywhere. Amen. That's another good acrostic about grace. His resources are available to us. Then I thought about not only peace with God, I'm talking about the marks of this justification, not only access to God, but hope in the glory of God. He said, rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Lost people have no hope, no future about which they can rejoice about, but saved people have a bright future, my friend, ahead, because we're justified, cleared of all guilt. We have a hope. Hallelujah. We have a hope this morning. We have a hope this morning. Amen. Thank God. It ain't over when we draw the last breath. It's just the beginning of a great eternity we're going to spend with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No more aches. No more pains. No more diseases. No more accidents. No more sin. No more battles. Amen. With the flesh. No more battles with Satan. Oh, thank God for what heaven's going to be. As the old song said, how beautiful heaven must be. And I'm not looking so much at the street of gold. I'm not looking so much at the gates of pearl. I'm not looking so much at the walls of all the precious stones. I'm looking at the freedom from this old flesh again. The hope that we have because we've been justified. Then I thought about the relationship to circumstances that we have. He said, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works with patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. The unsaved are torn apart and torn down by tribulations. But those that are saved by the grace of God many times are built up by tribulations. What do you mean, preacher? I'm not glorying in tribulation. I'm not saying I'm a wanting it. We aren't, and I don't advise you go looking for tribulation. But when they come our way, there was a popular song, and it wasn't no gospel song, but I heard the words of it one day, and it caught my attention. It said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Think about that. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That works physically. That works spiritually. It works mentally. I told my English teacher here a while back, and I seen her at a funeral, I said, Miss Hobbsy, I said, if I know God's going to call me to preach, I'd have paid you a whole lot more attention in school. But I did not know He's going to call me to preach. I thought English would be the last thing I'd use. And it's a major thing that I need now, and y'all suffer from it, amen. You hear me? I said, y'all suffer from it. But anyhow, I say this morning, where was I at? I done got that disease too, amen. My sun-timer's just kicking in. But anyhow, I say this morning, we can learn and walk with God through this thing of justification. And I guess that's why the Lord wanted me to come this route this morning. It may not be a Christmas message, but oh, think about. Oh, we see these Christmas cards, we see these signs, peace on earth. No, peace in the heart. Because of His justification that He's given us. Amen. Everybody's wondering, what do we got to do with the Middle East? Let him alone. He said it'd be a while. He said Ishmael would be a wild man in the land. That's where we get that wild as an Arab come from. You think about it. He's the father of Arab. They're wild. Just try to keep them off of us is all I can say, amen. But they're going to do that. Lord said He's going to do that. It's going to happen all the time until He comes back. Amen. I don't need to worry myself about that. And you don't need it. Thank God if we're justified by the grace of God. It don't matter what happens in this old world. We've got a better place to go. Amen. I mean, these tribulations that come our way, these circumstances. In school, I started to hit on this a minute ago. They had all them classes that don't make sense to me. Somebody told me that algebra really didn't do a whole lot except make you think. I used to try to, when I first seen some of that mess, I said, A plus B must mean C. I don't know. It's the next one. I sure can't do none of that. I barely get by with math. But anyhow, all that. But I was told one time, said a lot of them subjects is just to make your brain think. What I said, well, no, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Algae would kill me probably. It wouldn't make me no stronger. I'd probably quit school if I had to hook it. But anyhow, you see what I'm saying? Physically, people run and they lift weights. I seen a sign the other day that said, winners don't complain, they train. I thought that's pretty good. You can apply that spiritually. Ain't no need complaining. Just train to be a better soldier for Christ. That's why I'm trying to help you this morning about this doctrine of justification. See where we stand with God. Get out there and run and run and run so you can get in shape or lift weights. Boy, it feels like it's going to kill you. Boy, I mean, when you get through the next morning until you get in shape, you feel like you have been hit by a truck. But if you keep on doing it and it don't kill you, it makes you stronger. Spiritually. Think about that. He said, endure sound doctrine. Sometimes you got to endure some things. He didn't say you had to enjoy sound doctrine. He said, endure sound doctrine. Sometimes we have to endure it. But I believe if we'll get close to God, we can enjoy it anyhow. I'm having a good time this morning. What about y'all? Amen. I like this thing of justification. Amen. Thank God. It blesses my heart where I stand with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, suffering produces perseverance, my friend. It don't mean we go out and try to find it, amen. But when it does come our way, it'll make us stronger. Perseverance is not just passively enduring. It's a brave enduring and keep on a going for God. I know, I mean, these years that I've known Brother Dan, he's laid up over there if that broke me. But he told me this morning, he said, they told me about a week after I get home, I might be able to put a little weight on it. I believe he's an itch and get right back up here and lead the singing. I really do. And we may have to set him there for a little while or something. I don't know. But I believe that. And he's been through some tribulation. Some hardship. But I don't believe he's going to let it stop him. Amen. But boy, these people, every time they get a little ingrown toenail, it gives them an excuse to stay at the house and get out of church and not go to church no more. You know, I believe that's what he's talking about. When tribulation comes out, whether it's mental tribulation, physical, emotional, spiritual, that we keep on going. We keep on going. Keep on going. Oh, we need to keep going, church. We need to keep going. Have our, just like the Lord did, set our face like a flint toward Calvary. That's what the Bible said he done. Do you think he was looking forward to having nails grow through his flesh? You think he was looking forward to somebody rearing back and whipping and tearing the hide off of him to the point you could see his organs functioning through his body? You think he was looking forward to people smacking him, spitting on him, ridiculing? You think he was looking forward to hanging naked between heaven and earth on a cross? I appreciate that little piece of loincloth they put on that, but that wasn't the way it was. He didn't have no clothes on. No. He went all that for you and I. And he done it for an illustration. He was going through tribulation. And if you can make God stronger, and you can't make God stronger. He's always been stronger. He can't get no stronger. He can't get no weaker. But his purpose got stronger, did it not, because of what he done? Amen. The purpose got stronger. The church got stronger. Amen. Thank God. So you see, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So our relationship in these circumstances, tribulation. Tribulation. They tell me the word tribulation comes from a Latin word, tribulum. That's T-R-I-B-U-L-U-M. I might need to get Miss Allison to say that. She say them old big words. She blows my mind. I tell me what and all's going on with Bryce and all these. I can't even tell you a definition of what's going on or nothing. Much less what she say. She can rattle them old big words off. But that word, you know what it simply is talking about? It's talking about a piece of wood about the size, something like a railroad tie with nails drove in it. They drove back and forth on the threshing floor to thresh wheat with. That was to get the kernels out of the... In other words, when tribulation comes, it's to get the wheat out of the waste is what it's all about. It's to bring us out to shine for God when it comes our way. Amen. That's right, Paul. That's right. Thank God this morning. So that's where we get that word tribulations from, tribulum, however how you say that. You see, tribulation is God's way of separating the wheat from the waste in our lives. And then I thought about a relation to others. We've seen a relationship with God. We've seen a relationship with circumstances. things shouldn't stop us or help us keep on going and get stronger for the Lord. Then I thought about our relationship with others in verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. It means we let love rule in our relationships. Our relationship with our children, our relationship with our mom and dad, our relationship with our husband or wife, our relationship with our family, our relationship with our church family and others, our relationship with sinners, our relationship in the business world and our work. We let that love of God rule in our hearts. Amen. I mean, when we have this kind of love, it ain't quite as hard to love others if we let His love shine abroad in our heart. Amen. I mean, when we replace hatred, when we replace jealousy, when we replace envy, when we replace selfishness with the love of God in our heart, it'll make our life go so much better. Make it go so much better. The Holy Spirit gives us the fullness of love to love one another and others. It's that love that will help us to get along with others, even out there in that cruel world. That love in our hearts. We ought to have the joy of Jesus and the love of God in our hearts in this world, making a difference. Making a difference. Amen. So justification. I hope you know a little more about justification this morning. Tried to teach that little lesson to you. Amen. Hope that somehow it was a help to you. I'm going to go ahead and Miss Melody, y'all get a song, come up and sing, and we'll take up our offering this morning.